We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Aaron Katursky is joining us live talking about the impeachment's latest, where we go from here. And Aaron, Democrats spent the weekend working. They've been busy.
Yeah, they sure have. They've been preparing for a hearing today that's going to lay out the evidence, Brian, against President Trump. The committee is going to hear from the staff attorneys who've kind of been at the heart of the investigation of the president, and they will make the cases on both sides for and against the impeachment of President Trump. And the Democrats wanted to make sure they could have answers ready on cross-examination by Republicans. They wanted to make sure that they were getting across a clear case, because they're really concerned that things are going to get muddied. And so they want to be able to present what they see as a clear case of abuse of power. And then behind the scenes, they're already starting to think about what articles of impeachment to draft against President Trump. And there seems to be two schools of thought. One, to say, keep it simple, keep it focused on Ukraine, abuse of power, obstruction. But then there are others who believe that the president's conduct going back to, you know, the Mueller days also deserves a look.
All right, so a couple of options there. Does that make it hard at all for the president and Republicans to start preparing their offense or defense that they might eventually have to present? I'm imagining they're already hard at work at that, too.
Oh, they sure are, even though they're not going to participate in the House hearing today. White House staff attorneys aren't going to be there. The decision has been made that the White House is not going to begin a defense of the president until the proceedings move to friendlier turf, right, and to a Republican-controlled Senate trial sometime after the first of the year. Doesn't mean the president isn't going to be active on Twitter. I think he sent 99 tweets on Sunday critical of the whole impeachment process, and his defense has been rather simple, just to call the whole thing a hoax and a witch hunt.
We heard from Nancy Pelosi giving that statement last week, right in the middle of the week, and it kind of sounded that she was ready to, you know, get this moving and maybe move swiftly on the matter. Was that what she was trying to get across, or does it just sound that way anytime you're asking people to draw up articles of impeachment?
I think it was her official signal that the president is going to become just the third American president to be impeached, and probably before the Christmas break. This was Nancy Pelosi's affirmative call for articles of impeachment against the president. And until then, she really hadn't said either way where she stood. Remember, Nancy Pelosi came at this by her own account rather reluctantly. She said that there could not be an impeachment unless it's clear and convincing, and she has said bipartisan. Now, the bipartisan bit is missing, and Republicans have seized on that. They say not only have Democrats failed to convince hardline supporters of the president, they've also failed to convince even those Republican critics of the president who think what the president did with the Ukraine call was hardly perfect, but still don't think you should be impeached for it.
That's some of what we've heard throughout the morning. Aaron, thanks so much. That's Aaron Katursky joining us live. What is next in the impeachment proceedings?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.